This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. 7 after the hour now. It's time for the official Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here as we get into the new year, bringing on Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here as he is every week to go through the top 10 stories, the list according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. They've been doing it every week for every year for 30 plus years, and so we have the people list and the story list, and sometimes they're similar and sometimes they're not, but as we get into a new year, we get away from the stories of last year, or do we, Michael?
I was going to say, do we really? I don't think that reality has boundaries. In other words, the world doesn't suddenly change because it's a new year. But it keeps us organized. But happy New Year to you and to everybody listening. And here are our 10 stories. And, you know, things don't even slow down for holidays anymore. There was once a time when holidays, you know, there wasn't much news. At number 10, we'd have Santa Claus Came to Town. At number,
right.
At number 9, Santa Claus
Lighting of the Tree.
Town.
Yeah,
at
right.
At number
yeah.
8, Santa Claus Says Gender Identity Problems. At number 7, no, but here we go. At number 10,
the elves are all gay. Yeah, right. Okay.
Right, exactly. Now, you're going to like this one because it's sports. And you always seem to be.
I like it when there's some sports stuff in. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
and you do too, because you're a big football fan, and so this is right up your alley.
Yeah, I do like that, but you know, we call it as we see it. And this past week, there's been a lot of conversation about the National Football League playoffs and all kinds of controversies about the officiating, the rules, and the referees.
But you know what else,
nine.
Michael?
Yeah.
There's been a whole focus on the number of people watching on television. The number of people on Monday Night Football broke all records this past week, as you know, I'm sure. You know, tens of millions of people are watching all these games. That's you think the networks are silly? There's a football game on almost every night, and that's because that's apparently what people want to watch. Good God, look at the numbers.
They have this Thursday Night Football. At this point in the season, there's Saturday football, and then there's the normal Sunday and Sunday night football, and then there's Monday night football. So,
right.
Yeah. And you know what's so amazing about the National Football League is it has so much power that it's really just a production company. It's just an entertainment company. They own the American, you know, zeitgeist. They're on so many networks.
Yeah,
that
and the networks all fight with each other about getting these guys on their television network. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, so the NFL is a phenomenon from a standpoint of business, from a standpoint of culture, and certainly ratings. At number 9, Trump's legal battles. At number 8, Harvard's president resigned. At number 7, Epstein, John and Jane Doe's. At number 6, the Red Sea ship attacks. At number 5, the Israel-Hamas war. At number 4, the Iran terror attack. At number 3, the U.S. migrant crisis and the Mayorkas impeachment. The economy is at number 2 and the presidential race is at number 1. On the People Survey, number 10, Claudine Gay from Harvard. Bill Clinton at 9 and Jeffrey Epstein at 8. Ebrahim Raisi at 7, Benjamin Netanyahu at 6, Alejandro Mayorkas at 5, Greg Abbott at 4, Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis tied at 3, Donald Trump at 2, and Joe Biden at number 1. And we're off and running another year, and this marks the beginning of the 34th year that Talkers has been around, and we've been doing this show for, I believe, about 32 years.
We're doing it a long time, pal.
about 32 years.
The wheels keep turning. Okay, so I'm going to throw something out here that will raise eyebrows, and I want to have you tell me what you think about the impact of race in the race, if you will. The number of people who are trying to assuage or to get to the minorities that make up a large portion of our population in this country. But they do it, it seems to me, sometimes the way they approach it, the heavy-handed way that they approach it, at the expense of the white voters. You know, we talk a lot about the immigrants that are illegal that are coming into our country, and most of them are have darker skin color. And the business about, we need to help this person, that, well, whatever it is. But it occurred to me this week that all of this stuff that is being done, and maybe this is why there's a separation, is a dangerous step to take to avoid or to eliminate the white person in the discussion. And the reason that I bring it up is because in my own hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts, you go on the website, there's a card welcoming people to Framingham and happy holidays and stuff. And supposedly it represents five different groups in Framingham, white married couples and gay couples and black people. And this is a whole different, you know, the ethnicity and the diversity of our community is well known. But yet it doesn't put into perspective the numbers. Am I wrong? Am I out of touch? Or what am I? What do you think?
Well, I don't know. Are you complaining about that?
I think I am a little bit. Yeah, I think I am complaining about it. I don't think it's right or fair or just or makes good sense, frankly.
This is one of the problems that the country's facing in adjusting to a new awareness that it is a multicultural country, and that certain people should be represented in terms of how the public is depicted. We see this in television commercials. I want to say that the idea of having diversity and the idea of representing different peoples does not bother me at all. I think it's a healthy...
It doesn't bother me. I do, too.
The problem,
but I think
the
it's
problem.
Out of context. Yeah, go ahead.
Let me finish the point. But in trying to get the pendulum to be balanced in a place where everybody is happy, that has not been easy to do. And there's a mad rush on the part of certain organizations, advertising agencies, universities, colleges, companies, to prove that they're in step with this new attitude. And some white people feel that it's reverse racism, and that in fact white people are getting the short end of the stick on the local and in the immediate level, and therein lies the problem. For example, the university president, President Gay at Harvard, many people feel the only reason she was president is because she's black. A white person with her credentials would never have had a chance.
Correct. That's accurate, too, by the way.
Yeah.
I believe that that's 100% accurate. Yes.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people think that when you watch television commercials, that that it's clear to anybody who can see that they depict a far larger number of black people than the population reflects, and a tremendous number of mixed families with, white and black husband and wife, or black and white, depending, and children of mixed race. So that discussion, being totally candid, is part of the national conversation right now, but it's spoken about very carefully because, if you don't look at it objectively, honestly, and fairly, it comes across as, white supremacy.
But if you do look at it with the same, in that same rigor, you've made this point about, and so have many other people, number 8 this week on our countdown, the story list has the story of this woman, Ms. Gay, resigning from Harvard. she resigned because she was told to. She was going to get fired because there was so much pressure being brought on the Board of Trustees from the student population at Harvard. And that's where the real, it wasn't outside pressure. It wasn't from investors or people who give to the college. Yeah, there was pressure, but not the kind of pressure that was coming from the student body. And so, but this was a perfect example, as you dig into it, of somebody being hired because of the color of her skin and the color and her sex. She was not qualified. She never was qualified. And she rose through the ranks. If you look at all the stuff that was done, and yeah, does this irritate people? And maybe does it make us sound, because people can accuse you of anything. Oh, you're a racist because you didn't like the president of Harvard. No, I'm not a racist, and I didn't like the president of Harvard because she didn't belong. Somebody didn't get the job who was more qualified than she because of the color of her skin and the color and her sex. It's patently ridiculous that we continue, as you said so accurately, the pendulum swings back and forth. Somebody's got to get into the middle here and say, this is crazy. I mean, it goes back to when you and I were in college, when we had affirmative action and kids were admitted to college because of the color of their skin and they couldn't make it and they all dropped out after the first or second semester. It's too bad.
Some make it and some don't, and again, it's an imbalance. But there are racists who didn't like the president of Harvard just because she was black. There is racism in the country. The answer to the problem is not to say racism doesn't exist. Why is this going on? It's a problem of finding it's cultural. We have to truly become colorblind in order for this problem to go away.
How do we do that?
That is a matter of education. That is a matter of goodwill, awareness, a candid conversation like we're having now without appealing to anybody or any kind of spin. You'll notice I'm watching my words very carefully so as not to have any part of what I'm saying taken out of context. And, a clip of it and present me in a way that is not what I'm trying to say or what I think. But it's not easily solved, because the truth of the matter is, in American culture, everything was presented as lily white. It was too far in the other direction.
Exactly.
So we got to find a balance.
Yeah, exactly. I know some voiceover guys that I in the radio business who have lost their business because they weren't black, to make the point that you made earlier on. All right, let's take a break here. It's 18 after. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text BREAK to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text BREAK to 321-321. That's BREAK to 321-321.
Progressive asks, what do a slow Friday night, bored teenage boys,
I'm bored,
a pack of fireworks,
this is going to be awesome,
and a teetering branch suspended over your car have in common?
Look out! Run!
They can quickly wreak havoc on your slow Friday night.
Uh-oh.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And so it does. 23 after the hour. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, sort of a talk radio genius, if you will, inspiring us to think more thoroughly about some of the issues of the day, the events of the day, the people that folks are talking about. Number 7 on the story list this week is that focus on the Epstein list, if you will, and how this is a fabulous example of people misconstruing, contorting stuff. Names on this list are just names. There's no context. There's no reason given for these people being on the list. This is the biggest disservice to a lot of people. It's pretty damned outrageous, actually, I think. Michael, I have this, and I don't even know what's the point. Who wanted the list released in the first place?
I guess there's a hunger for gossip, scandal, and the opportunity to spin any shred of evidence against any individual for political or other reasons, and that's why these are dangerous times. There's a nastiness, a cruelty, if you will, behind these things. Would you agree?
I do agree. I think that this is pretty damned outrageous, and that's why I asked. I didn't get in the context of anything that I found as to why it was released. The stuff's available. The judge said we want to release this stuff, but for what purpose? There are two or three different releases of hundreds of pages of information with thousands of names of people that may have come across in some way, shape, or form Epstein in his life. And Giselle Maxwell, and so what? At this point, yes, it's like really, yes, so we all know, probably to a fault, you know, like Prince Andrew, number one on the name on the list, because he's a lech. And so pretty much people knew that, and nobody was surprised. You know, people love to conjure up whether Donald Trump was fiddling around or Bill Clinton was fiddling around with underage girls. And, you know, but what the heck is Drew Barrymore's name on here for? And Cameron Diaz. There's no context to any of this stuff. And yet, once again, another example of social media being completely irresponsible and out of control, because the list just shows up and people are like, oh, look at that. Drew Barrymore's on there. What's she on? You know, that's, it's, It's all
right. and people love bad news about famous people. There's this underlying jealousy. We like to build them up and tear them down. What this ties into, Doug, is a larger problem, and I think it's one of the biggest problems we face going into this new epoch, if you will, that is even bigger than climate change, and that is the way this technology, coupled with the attitude of our society, takes any semblance of privacy out of the equation. If you think about how we have lost our privacy and are even losing it more so, where everybody is hooked into everybody, everybody is in everybody's face, everybody has their head up, you know what, this is extremely dangerous, not only to freedom, but to mental health. And it's rewiring our brains, and there's no way out, because you cannot participate in the wheels of society as they are set up today and maintain any kind of protective secrecy or privacy, which really is what freedom is built on. So this is a serious problem.
Yep, sure is. All right, as we're about talk radio, and there are a lot of people who do talk radio programs. Some of them are musically based, but there still are a lot of breakfast, what they call breakfast shows in England, but morning programs like the Talk Radio Countdown show we do during the course of our Good Day program during the week, which is mostly a morning program. But I want to talk to you when we come back about endorsements. And how a person who's doing a radio program called Charlemagne the God, how he views Joe Biden. It's just an interesting anecdotal way of kind of piecing together things that are going on in aspects of talk radio, which is what we're talking about here. It's 28 after the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Doug Stephan here with a reminder about that fabulous opportunity I've been talking about for a couple of months, where you can get 2 free nights in Las Vegas, and all you have to do is dial up this number, 800-419-DOUG. That happens to spell Doug, and you can spell it out with using the numbers 3684. So if it's easier for you, 800-419-3684, call that number right now and be one of the first 10 to get in, and you'll be on your way to having a great time. Couple of free nights, yours, in Las Vegas, by dialing 800-419-DOUG. What could be simpler? There's no contest involved here. It's just fun. Nobody's going to ask you for your name, your date of birth, all that stuff. Nope. Just anticipate fun. 541 Travels has put this deal together, so latch on to that and them by dialing.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Criticism of the decision to pull former President Trump off the GOP primary ballot pours in as Trump's attorneys have filed an appeal in Maine's Superior Court. Republican White House hopeful Nikki Haley.
Don't open a door you can't close. And this is a dangerous door to open. And we need the Supreme Court to step in quickly before we have too many states do this.
In his appeal, Trump referred to Shenna Bellows as a biased decision maker and claimed she does not have the legal authority to remove him from the ballot. A disturbing video from a courtroom in Nevada is making the rounds, showing a defendant flying over the bench and attacking the judge after she denied him bail. Deobra Delone Redden was wrestled to the floor behind Clark County District Judge Mary K. Holtis' bench. The judge suffered a minor head injury, and a courtroom marshal was taken to the hospital for a large gash on his head. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Back now on the countdown, 34 after the hour, 26 before the new hour. That's radio lingo. I every once in a while get accused of sounding like a radio announcer. Well, I guess that's probably someone that's what I've been doing for an awful long time. Okay, let's get back to the list, or at least one of the things people love about having you on the program, Michael, is your insight into the world of news talk radio or talk radio, and it goes beyond certainly our lists every week, or maybe it's part of the accommodation, the understanding in order to put this list together. You got to know who's on the air, what they're talking about, and how it all works. So I made quick reference to Charlemagne the God. I don't even know what this guy's real name is. He does a radio program, morning radio program called The Breakfast Club, and it's one of those shows that is on stations that are music-based, but yet it's a talk show, pretty much like Howard Stern did for all those years and still does do. So this guy was a big supporter of Joe Biden's, and he happens to be a black fellow, and he has lots of listeners, and so he endorsed and thought that Biden was the world's greatest. Now he doesn't think that. He thinks he's horrible. And he has suggested that he would back Nikki Haley because she's from the same state that he's from. And so you look at these things and you wonder what impact. I guess my general question is what impact do we really have? What impact does Sean Hannity have and Levin and the local people that are doing these shows? Some of the great hosts around the country. What impact do we really have?
Well, it's hard to measure it because it changes from day to day. It changes from news story and circumstance to circumstance. And it also changes from host to host. The impact of talk radio over American culture, politics, and society has been profound since the modern era began with the repeal of the Fairness Doctrine way back in the 80s. Rush Limbaugh had a tremendous impact. But everything has less impact in terms of media as time goes by than it did before because the number of voices, the number of channels has increased. It's very hard for anybody to get traction anymore. So it's hard to say exactly what Charlemagne the God's reversal on Biden and his support of Nikki Haley will be. It probably will help Nikki Haley in the primaries more than it necessarily will hurt Biden in the general election at this point. But there was once a time when, you know, Talkers Magazine and yours truly was going around saying talk show hosts are the most important talent in radio. Disc jockeys don't have any influence anymore. If you remember when this whole thing began in the 90s, in the early 90s, it was about talk show hosts being respected and you know, for their influence. Now I think talk show hosts are too respected, and we have to temper it a little bit, because who would have ever thought that they would become so influential, and thus they have to be scrutinized for ethics, principles, and correctness as much as any elected official. And we look at the media an entirely different way. As far as Sean Hannity is concerned, his influence was profound because not only did he influence a lot of voters in the world, particularly Republicans and conservatives, but he also, when Trump was in office, it was quite obvious he was influencing presidential policy. He was one of Trump's major advisors. We've never seen a radio announcer, to use a term you used a few moments ago, have that much influence where a president of the United States turned to him for advice on an ongoing basis for years. And so that was something that was a remarkable phenomenon.
Interesting. I'm going to bring up two names. Paul Harvey, one of them, who I think had tremendous influence on the American population, not necessarily in just the political realm. He just, for whatever the reason, many thought it was his delivery, his, whatever his topicality was, but he had a tremendous influence, kind of like Sean. And then I think about guys like Jerry Williams in Boston, who was one of our original members of the talk radio group that we had for a long time, the Talk Association, and how he influenced. He was more influential in Boston and New England than any politician for a long time, I think. You know, he got Dukakis. He was very involved. Dukakis wanted to build a prison out in the middle of nowhere in central Massachusetts, and Jerry Williams single-handedly got enough steam and enough petitioners and enough focus on it to keep it from being done. And, you know, the days of the muckraker.
Right, the muckraker. Exactly. Those people in that era were not partisan. They were populist.
No, not at all. Yes, right. We didn't know really what they were, how they were voting. Yeah,
and as a result, it was a more honest type of an influence. It wasn't tainted by political interest or party favorites, and it's changed a lot. I don't know how a Mike Siegel or a Jerry Williams or people of that era would fare today, because it's all the daily dance of affirmation. You tell people what they want to hear, whether it's left or it's right, whether it's pro the president or anti the president. Rush Limbaugh played a major role in changing that paradigm from the Jerry Williams paradigm, where the talk show host was a curmudgeonly type of a person who didn't trust anybody and, right. and was a champion of the people. And his or her positions on things were not based upon party favoritism. We don't have that anymore.
Nope, not at all. Frankly, and that brings me around to, as this program is being heard, it's the weekend of January 6th, and so there are a lot of people, okay, we're going to go back a few years to January 6th. Joe Biden says he's going to have a major address on the 6th, and basically the subtext is whether, you know, Trump is a threat to democracy or not and freedom. So instead of it becoming an overall overview of what's going on in America, it's a political speech to try to, you know, knock off support, which coming from him is really a waste of time. I mean, who believes that Biden is going to say anything about Trump? Why does he even bother? I guess would be the question. Does he really think, do people like this really think they get traction by taking a shot? Everybody knows where Biden is, as everybody knows where Trump is. So why waste this valuable time when, in fact, your job is to tell us what's going on in America, not what is going to interfere with your political life and your reelection? Am I right or not?
Well, theoretically, you're right. Academically, you're right. But in terms of practice, there's that middle ground that hasn't made up its mind yet. Obviously, there are people out there who are in the middle or are independent. And we have to talk about these things. The fact is, every politician is on one level, an office holder, you know, who under oath committed to follow the Constitution of either the U.S. or their state or their town or whatever it may be and serve the public. And on the other hand, they're political vote mongers. This has always been the case. It's not like all of a sudden, you know, politicians used to be people of total, absolute, you know, unblemished virtue. They've always been slimy, you know, spinners. It's the problem is social media. The problem is the advance of communications, where, back to what I said earlier, we're in each other's faces. There's no privacy. Everything is out there. Everything is fair game. There's no hands off. There's no the press turning the other way for the sake of public peace, you know. And I think that most of the problems that we're facing today, it's a very complicated subject and very difficult to explain, but I think most of the problems we're facing today in terms of presidents making political speeches, back to your point, is the existence of social media and people not knowing the difference between something that's vetted and something that is credible versus something that is just made up out of thin air for political reasons by somebody broadcasting from their mother's basement.
Right. Mother's basement. Okay, well, we can go there. The fact that we have so many talk radio programs not in English anymore in our country, we have on many of these ethnic stations talk radio in Chinese and Korean, talk radio in Spanish, and that may have a big impact. Do we know what is actually going on some of these stations? I'm sure you probably had talkers follow it because I see articles about some of the hosts. But how do you know? Even I remember having somebody on my program once a number of years ago who was analyzing what was being said on some of these Hispanic talk shows, and apparently they're swearing and all kinds of stuff. But because nobody understands what they're saying, and nobody complains,
watch yourself, because what you're saying indicates a bias on your part.
How so?
When you say we don't understand what they are saying, the truth of the matter is we are they. They are we. There is no official language in the United States. There's no government-sanctioned language. Spanish spoken in the United States, Chinese spoken in the United States, and all the other languages spoken in the United States, where every language in the world is spoken in the United States by some group of people somewhere. This is what America really is. So I could never say to you, yeah, we don't know what they're saying on those Spanish. Nobody knows what they're saying on those Spanish-language stations. That's a ridiculous statement, Doug. I know what you mean, But
okay.
Of course people know what's being said.
Well, the people that are running the government, let's put it this way. People who are running the government, supposedly, like the Federal Communications Commission, pay no attention to things that they don't get complaints about, and because people are not... do not know who might report this stuff, don't know what's being said, then there is no investigation into what
the only people that's, the only people that should be complaining about whatever said are the people that are listening to it. How would you feel if something that you said on this show was reported in the news and people that don't listen to you are now complaining to the FCC about what you're saying?
Actually happened.
Okay, so what I'm saying is that be careful what you say, because you're proselytizing something that you would not want to happen against you. The fact is, the FCC is not sitting around looking to cause people problems. They only respond to complaints, and most of the complaints that they get, they look at, they roll their eyes, and they throw them in the garbage. Mm-hmm. Just be careful when you say things like that. Like, you know,
I don't know
what they're saying. You know,
I don't feel like I need to be. I don't feel like I need to be careful because I'm saying what I'm thinking. So if somebody says you're a jerk or you shouldn't say that, you know, do I get ostracized because of it by some group? Maybe. I don't know. But
I'm not telling you to change your thinking, and I'm not even telling you to change your candor. I'm just telling you be careful. Maybe you should change your mind. Because what you're thinking is not necessarily accurate to the reality of the situation, and you could be interpreted as being prejudiced. We reveal ourselves in many ways, and one of the things about talk radio, when you're on for hours and hours and hours, and you start, you know, and you're speaking in a spontaneous manner, we often reveal how shallow we are, or how little we know about things, how limited our life experience is, but we also reveal our biases in ways that we don't fully get that we're doing. So just be careful with the we and they, because we're all we, as far as I'm concerned, for a discussion of this nature.
And they are all them, as it were. All right. Michael Harris and Doug and Stephan continue. This is a good exercise. This is what talk radio is all about. That's why we get to the bottom line here each week when Michael is here. It's now 48 after the hour.
And paid for by America First Tax Group. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-209-3734 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-209-3734. That's 800-209-3734. Again, 800-209-3734.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Progressive asks, what do an escaped leopard...
We're live from the zoo where a leopard has escaped.
A growling stomach, an uneaten tuna sandwich, and a backdoor doggy door have in common? They can lead to an unexpected kitchen renovation.
Yeah, hi. Is this the zoo? Your leopard is in my kitchen.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Nobody's going to know what this is, so let's jump on it here. 53 after the hour. It's the Good Day program. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. Movie Moments are focused on what's going to be released this weekend that we can go see. Also, this is a musical tidbit from a movie called Falling Down that I remember starred Michael Douglas. It was fairly controversial, if I remember. This is like, what, 30 years ago? How old is this movie, Chucker?
1993 it came out, Doug.
Yeah, so I'm right, 30 years ago.
That was a Joel Schumacher film, which was actually a really good film. One of my, maybe my favorite film released that year. Starred Michael Douglas as a guy who sort of snaps on a very hot day in Los Angeles and gets himself in a ton of trouble. It co-starred Robert Duvall, who turns 93 years old today. What a great career. 146 acting credits, Robert Duvall. Tom Hagen, The Godfather 1 and 2, won an Oscar for Tender Mercies back in 1984. Did so many good...
you know what,
everything
break,
he appeared in, he elevated to a higher level.
Yeah. Do you know what his break was? And he's the first to tell you what his big break was, how he got started, how he really got attention. Remember?
Was it a John Wayne movie?
Yep, it was True Grit.
Yeah, and I tell you a story about that I just read, that John Wayne did not like him because Robert Duvall was a method actor and had issues with the director, and I think there's a quote from somebody on set that said, John Wayne told Robert Duvall, if you yell at the director one more time, I'm gonna slap you.
Yeah, well,
one of the things people always look back in the history or the annals of Hollywood and sort of be disappointed that Robert Duvall never got to appear in Godfather 3. They didn't want to pay him. They didn't want to pay him, which I don't understand because
really?
His character was equally important as any character in those first two Godfather movies lawyer.
It's like any business. A lot of people running businesses make bad decisions based just
on money. Made a bad one there.
Yeah, they sure did. All right, Glynis Johns, who was in the Mary Poppins movies, 100 years old, has passed away.
Passed away, right?
And you look at her and you recognize her for sure. She was all kinds of movies. Mary Poppins maybe was the one she was best known for. She was Winifred Banks. She had a good long life. She was very popular in Britain as well, British movies and TV shows. But, you know, when you look at some of the other things that she was in, she was perfect for that role. She looked the part. She sounded right. And, she was just, that was her. Lots of, you talk about acting.
Listen, you look at these people that we, grew up with, Robert Duvall, in terms of movies, celebrities. Or Clint Eastwood's 93 years old. There's so many, we all grow older. And every year they do Ed Morium at the Oscars, and you see all these people who pass the year during the calendar year. And it's actually very reflective. I don't want to sound morbid or depressed, but it is somewhat reflective.
Yep, for sure. All right, when we come back on Monday to do box office totals, what will we be looking at? What's new this weekend that's going to...
There's only one really movie going wide. It's a low-budget horror movie called Night Swim, which they've given a decent marketing campaign to. Will that become number one? Let's see. Wonka continues to do very well at the box office. It's over $250 million. Worldwide. Reviews are good. It's a good family film. So will that be number one or this new horror film?
I thought there was a new Jason Statham movie this weekend.
That's next week, I think.
That's next weekend. Okay.
Yeah, it's called The Beekeeper. It's actually directed by David Ayers, who did Suicide Squad and a movie called Fury. He's a good director. I'm actually interested in seeing that. I like Jason Statham, but the combination of that director and him. And listen, I'm a big fan of B revenge movies. I think there's a place for them.
It's kind of like John Wayne. Every movie was John Wayne playing John Wayne. And so Jason Statham is also, every movie is the same. He's playing the same guy.
For the most part.
But it's not, it isn't entertaining, because if you like action flicks, you go see him. But there are guys that get into that. For example, Gerard, we were talking about Gerard Butler yesterday, I think, and he hasn't gotten into that. And Liam Neeson really hasn't gotten in, so that the roles they play, the characters they play are different, even though, you expect the same sort of thing.
But I got to tell you about Gerard Butler. His career has really been interesting because he's done a lot of movies in the last decade that have been financed by foreign independent money, like a lot of these action movies. It's just that, I mean, obviously he has a nice niche because he gets paid well, and he's good, but it's an interesting side niche that his career has developed over the last decade.
Yeah, I think some of it is Irish money, some of it's Chinese money, who knows
German
where it's
money.
All coming from. German money, yep.
Yeah.
All right, Chakra, we'll talk to you on Monday, and we get a review of what's going on at the box office this weekend. Everyone enjoy, and go to the movies. 59 after the hour.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.